So you're in Tulsa already. You're going to be at the president's rally tomorrow night. And as you know, there are some African-Americans who are having protests tonight. I heard Al Sharpton was going to be giving a speech. They don't want the president in Tulsa. They're upset that he chose Tulsa as the location of this rally, as you know, because of that racial massacre in 1921. What's your pushback to other African-Americans who are saying president shouldn't do this? And what do you think the president should say tomorrow night, maybe more important than that, to try to bring people together?
This is a time for reconciliation. We shouldn't be avoiding the things of our past. We should be talking about them and actually healing from them. This is a time to be joining hands as Christians, as believers, as a nation, and giving this to God. We're men. All men make mistakes. All men do bad things, and we are all sinners. But this is not a time to have more divisiveness. And so having protests against people and standing up against man, that's not what this is about. It's not about identity. It's not about race. It's actually bringing us all together. You know, 99.9% of our DNA is all the same anyway. And our Bible teaches us that. And Jesus gave us direction in John 15:12. And he said that we must love each other like he loves us. And I think as a nation, that's what we need to focus on right now. Not trying to win political points. You cannot politicize oppression. It's just not right. Choose a different subject other than race and evilness and divisiveness. Choose other subjects to politicize.
You've talked about on this subject putting together a council on reconciliation in terms of race. There are others like Bob Johnson, who started BET, the first black billionaire, who wants to see reparations in the trillions of dollars. What do you think about all that?
You know what? I always say reparations through education. We need to reform our education system so it doesn't leave these poor black kids out to dry. You know, 71% of our kids that drop out of high school are fatherless. We need to go in and systematically change our institutions that are pushing fathers out of the home. We can go in and take care of these deeply rooted racial disparities if we're willing to do it and put our politics aside. You know, we can't keep standing up for unions. We got to stand up for people. We can't keep standing and talking about standing up against oppression, but voting for policies that actually continue the systematic oppression that we claim to be against. So, you know, we can't fight against those that agree with us, and we have to keep our eye on the prize, and that is going in and bringing God back into our country, bringing bringing faith back into our institutions, not pushing them out. That's what's happening to the core of our kids. Our kids are losing the fear of God, and we're watching it on our TV screens right before our eyes. And the way we get back to that is getting the faith groups, like we're doing with this Council for Racial Reconciliation. We're bringing faith groups together, because the folks of faith have to fix ourselves first. We have to come together as one people and not be divided, and show this nation that we are one nation under God.
Jack Brewer, you're going to be there at the rally. You've got a very strong, positive message about bringing people together. It's a great way to end another very long week in America. We wish you well, and we wish you a happy Juneteenth, as I mentioned. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Thanks so much, Ed. God bless you, man.
Same
God bless
you,
this
sir.
Country.
All right. I agree.